FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A South Coast family mourning the death of their teenage daughter says the 18-year-old was robbed of a bright future. St. Clair Kati was found dead in her room at a home in Kwadumisa over the weekend. Police are waiting for the results of the post-mortem examination to determine the cause of death. Her family alleges she was assaulted by the father of a 2-year-old son. Spokesperson Hlangabeza Kati says, according to neighbors, his daughter had been in an abusive relationship.
Words cannot describe how hurt the family is about this incident. Zintle was a good child. She should have reported this matter sooner to the family. Now the child doesn't have a mother anymore.
A matric pupil will be laid to rest on Sunday. Now, if you visited a petrol station this morning, you would have noticed the price changes at the pumps. May's adjustments to petrol and diesel costs took effect at midnight. Diesel's come down by between 30 and 46 cents a litre. These Durban motorists, though, fill up with petrol, which went up by 37 cents a litre.
It's us, the poor, that get affected because an increase on petrol is an increase on day-to-day necessities, which is bread, food prices, and unfortunately, employers don't want to increase salaries.
Currently, we are struggling to make ends meet.
Gauteng Premier Phanyaza Lesufi has received the Usindiso Fire Report from the Judicial Commission of Inquiry, probing last year's tragedy. Justice Sisi Kampepe led the commission in its search for answers on what caused the blaze that claimed the lives of 77 people. The inferno ripped through an overcrowded five-story building found to have been hijacked in Joburg CBD. The commission heard evidence from various witnesses on who should be held accountable. Lesufi says he'll make the report public on Sunday.
You can't have 77 people dying and you just say it's business as usual. You've demonstrated that even when there are challenges, the work must continue.
And officials in China say at least 19 people have died after a portion of a highway collapsed. It happened in the southern Guangdong province, which has experienced days of heavy rainfall. 30 people are said to be in hospital. A recap of our lead story, a South Coast family mourning the death of their teenage daughter says the 18-year-old was robbed of a bright future. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.